You notice both terms being used.
But I think the term that applied mostly in this neighborhood, now I knew a party, that's been when I was a boy, had a corn crib built with a loft in it, see. And they called that a loft when they used just for anything up there that they pulled up. They had a big door outside and a block and tackle, they'd pull that up, pull up in the loft.
Oh, I understand.
So it's...
Now how about storing hay outside, what would you call?
Well, you call them, we call them stacks in this. But there's, that's something that's...
What size and shape was that?
Oh, that could have been a round stack, or it could have been a long, oblong. There's very little of that done. Of course, in the present time, I'd say in the last 20 years, most of the hay has been stacked outside, is baled in stacks and covered with some kind of a covering of hay, or lately they've been using this plastic covers on them.
And what would they call that bunch of bales? Would they still call that a stack?
Well, we would, yeah.
Never used the term rick for the big long oblong one.
That was a term that, not to my notion, was ever ever called in this locality.
Or a Dutch cap.
A what?
Dutch cap.
No, I never heard that term.
Now, the little stand of hay out in the field, I think, especially if you didn't have, if you didn't gather the hay along the windrows.
Well, they used to, let's see, that's been so long that, to my notion, I've never helped make hay at that rate. I've heard stories of my dad on this land here of marsh hay. You know, they went in and cut on the low ground where they couldn't get in with horses, and mowed this hay by hand, and then piled it, let it cure. Then they'd take poles, go and get smooth poles, and run them poles under the pile, and two men would carry them out to the edge of the marsh and haul it in that way.
They'd call that a pile?
They'd call that just
a
haycock, yeah. That's what they'd call it. That's what they used to call it.
But that's gone completely out of style.
That's completely out. If you could find anybody that carry hay out of a marsh now, why, he'd be considered balmy.
But I take it nobody ever had these haycocks on good, dry flatland.
I expect you would run into localities, you might run into a few farmers that hay made hay that way, but I don't recall it. They'd have to be older than I am.
Now, you said, you told me what you called the place where you kept your hogs. Or did you ever hear the words, hog boist or sty or anything like that?
Pig sty. You've heard of that, but not locally. It's
not
just
maybe
you read it in a
story of the three little pigs or something. What would you call the area outside the actual building where you have fenced in the hogs?
Hog lot.
Ever heard it called hog run?
No.
Hog crawl?
No, never heard that term used in this locale.
Generally, the area perhaps near the barn where stock had been.
Barnyard is the barnyard mostly. That covers a lot of space. That